It is 79 degrees in Nashville, feels like 85, and when today's high reaches an estimated 101 degrees, it's likely to feel like 110. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. After the failed execution of Tony Carruthers in May, GOP lawmakers want another big investigation into the Tennessee Department of Correction. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney tells us why.
The medical staff at Riverbend Maximum Security Institution tried to place traditional IVs into Tony Carruthers' arms, and when that didn't work, a doctor failed to place a central line in a deeper vein. After an hour of trying, the governor called it all off. Now, some state senators who otherwise favor the death penalty want to know what went wrong. They want to look into medical personnel and how the department decides whether they're qualified. Before the execution, Carruthers' attorneys were arguing the on-site physician hadn't placed a central line in more than a decade and was destined to fail. The lawmakers are asking Governor Bill Lee to bring in an independent investigator. He already did this once back in 2022 when he learned the department was failing to test the drugs it uses for executions. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News.
There are still unanswered questions about a proposed data center on the campus of Fisk University. Hundreds, including community organizer Poet Williams, turned out Monday for a town hall.
I came out because a lot of the things that I know about data centers are bad, right? So there's some education that do need to happen. So I've been thinking, sitting there, and I was like, well, maybe the shirts should say no bad data centers, right?
WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris was also there. She described the tensions on This Is Nashville as Fisk President Agenia Clark fielded questions.
Well, what was the mood in the room?
I would say the mood was people were eager for information. There were people there who had on no data centers, and they were definitely against it. But there were a lot of people who were applauding Dr. Clark when she was talking about the positive benefits of what it can bring to the university. So I think people really were just there to find out information. But they weren't allowed to ask questions directly. They made people write their questions on a card. So I didn't get to like hear the emotion when people were asking questions, which I was looking forward to. But I would say people went there really just wanting to know. And I think a lot of people want to be supportive. They just want more information about what's going on.
A public hearing about data centers is scheduled for July 7th. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.